Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show's topic is becoming a competent leader. And some people are born leaders, but some also need to learn the skills to become a good leader. And there are profiles available that you can use to access your leadership skills. You can also take part in organizations where you have the opportunity to learn the skills to become a good leader. For example, when you join an organization, you can also take on roles within that organization, such as secretary, vice president, president on the local level, or you can even join Toastmasters, where you take on different roles. And if you participate in Toastmasters, then you also get a manual that's called the Leadership Manual. And I have an article here that was written by Gene Hoggle in the December 2007 issue, talking about the competent leadership manual, which had just recently come out at that time. And some of the things that she said is that most of the roles in a Toastmaster meeting are listed in at least one of each project. Most are listed in multiple projects. You may look at each project as a whole and study how the topic applies to the roles listed in the evaluation section. For example, topic one is listening and leadership. Study the information in the chapter and then see how the skills apply to the four roles listed by looking at the questions asked in the evaluations. The roles are speech evaluator, grammarian, aisle counter, and table topic speaker. Now, when I participated in Toastmasters, when I was first learning to and working in the book to become a competent Toastmaster, then I would take on roles like being a speech evaluator or even table topics. And what table topics is that you have someone who leads that group and they have a specific topic and they invite different people in the group up to participate, where they can speak extemporaneously on any topic that the participant comes up with to give you an idea of how to speak off of the cuff without having to think, because we all need to have those skills. And when you think about it, why an R counter? Because how many times have you listened to someone speak and you hear ah whenever they have a lapse in thought, and instead of just closing their mouth for a few seconds and composing their thoughts, what they will do is just say, And what that does is that kind of breaks up your thought processes, and it makes you think, are you really hearing something? Or it kind of loses your concentration. Another way to use the manual is to pick a role evaluator and study each chapter project with the role in mind. The evaluator role applies to Chapter 1, Listening and Leadership, Chapter 2, Critical Thinking, Chapter 3, Giving Feedback, Chapter 8, Motivating People. These are a few other roles outside of a meeting may be performed to complete the manual, but the majority of the projects are performed within the meeting itself. These are roles we will all perform at one time or another during our meetings, so why not learn all we can about the roles? Quite frankly, I never thought about how listening is an important skill for a table topic speaker. Since starting to use the manual as intended, I have found that not only am I doing a better job in each role, my speeches are better. Not only have I learned how to perform a role in the club more efficiently and effectively, I have now learned what others are looking for in a speech. My speeches have improved as well as my other skills in the various meetings. What is in the Competent Leadership Manual for you? Better listening skills, better evaluating skills, better motivating skills, better time management skills, better planning, organizing, and delegating skills, and better speaking skills. I believe each new member will progress faster as a Toastmaster by using the Competent Leadership Manual. For veteran Toastmasters, this manual will reinforce what we already know about meeting roles, make us better speakers and better mentors to newer members. If you are coming to Toastmasters to improve yourself and your speaking skills, use the new Competent Leadership Manual. After all, one of the reasons for being a Toastmaster is our continuing education, and studying and working the Competent Leadership Manual will do that for you. Now, why this is important, think about it. We have presidents in this country, and we currently have someone who's a president that is not even a competent leader, has never shown leadership skills. Then we're having an election come up, and yes, Barack Obama is a very good speaker. He's a dynamic speaker, very charismatic speaker, but he's never really shown any leadership skills in almost anything he's done, because he's just gotten into the Senate. He's still a junior member, so he's never really taken on a lot of leadership roles. So how would you feel if someone like that was your president and he had to travel into another country? He's the first impression that other people have about us is from the person that they meet from our country. When he visits other countries, he is not a competent speaker. He cannot speak off of the cuff and make statements that are relevant. Just think what other people in other countries will think about us. People have a bad impression about this country now because of the fact that we currently have a president who can't speak very good, mispronounces words, and is not even open to criticism. What he has done is surround himself with people who will agree with whatever he wants them to agree with so that he could look good, but he's not really thinking about how his leadership skills impress other people. He's up there, but someone else is making the decisions for him. If Barack Obama gets elected, then what will happen is, since he's a weak man currently, then what will happen is that you will see someone else come along who will be a very dynamic person and be able to take control of him. Now, one of the things you can do is learn leadership skills. And leaders come in many varieties, ranging from charismatic visionary to the assuming team leader. Most leaders display several leadership characteristics or dimensions of leadership. A follower can become a leader, and a leader can spend time as a follower. Now, discover what your value in yourself as a leader is. You'll better understand how you are likely to use a leadership opportunity. You'll see how you contribute to your group's success and find it easier to plan for your own development as a formal or informal leader. Learn what kinds of leaders you want to follow. Discover what you value as a leader and what kind of leadership you want to support. Describe how another person provides leadership in a non-threatening way. The results offer valuable feedback to present leaders, helping them see how others perceive their contributions. Determine the dimensions of leadership needed by your organization. Every organization is faced with unique challenges, each of which may require a different combination of leadership skills With the insights gained, you can more purposely recruit and encourage potential leaders to contribute where needed. Now, think about it. When you start a company, some people are very good at startups, but think about it. What happened with Apple when Steve Jobs first established it? He was very good at starting up the company, but he didn't have the skills to take it to the next level. So what he did was he ended up selling it off and bringing in some other people who had the skills to take it to the next level. And they were at the beginning of the personal computers, before there were even laptops. So what was going on was you had people who were needed the skills, and the competition was there. But he had to bring in good marketing people who knew how to take it to the next level. Then as Microsoft started to take off and IBM started to pick back up, they started to lose their market share. So what did they do? They brought Steve Jobs back in. And what has he done? He's brought out the iPod. He's brought out the iPhone. These are things that are bringing Apple back to the next level in competition. So as you can see, sometimes a good leader is someone who understands when it's time to trade off or bring someone else in who can help them. And what you've had currently is a president who has denied or refused to do that. All he has wanted is people that would agree with him. And you've seen what has happened in us in the United States ending up in a war where they're not prepared and don't know how to deal with the issues going on. So that's created other issues that have come along. And when you are in a situation where you are in a war, then you might need someone who can handle that situation and has the experience of a background in military. So you have to look at and weigh all of the different options available to you when thinking about who you want to be your leader. And think about it. When someone goes to work for a corporation, even the owner's son, they do not start at the top. They have to work their way up to the top. And why is that? Because you need to be aware of all the different aspects of it. You need to be aware of how you can help someone else if they need it, because you've got to be able to show good leadership qualities. If someone comes to you and asks you for your opinion, or if it's something is not working out the way it should, you have to be able to put the input into it. Now, what I would also like to do is remind you, if you want to ask questions, you can call into this phone number, 646-478-5410. And then when you call in, I can always open up the lines and have you chat with me. Now, if you don't want to do it that way, then you can text message me online and ask a question. And then I can answer that question on the show for you. So it's up to you on which way you would like to go to get some help on some issues that you would like to ask about on becoming a competent leader. Now, here's some other things that you need to think about. When you go and you work online, you are always looking for mentors. Someone who is a good leader shows the skills of being a good mentor. So there's lots of things that you need to consider about on what you want to do and how you want to get somewhere. So leadership is a very important role that you need to be aware of and take on. Now, let's also talk about how a good leader helps motivate other people by participating in different projects and doing the things that they need to do to help encourage someone to become a good leader. So now, what would happen within a company when the leader shows up and has the skills that's needed? How would they go about motivating someone to being a good manager and having a being a good manager within a company and building your skills is a very important part of how you learn to become a leader. And you learn how to give feedback. That is why it is important to understand different behavioral styles, because everyone communicates in a different way. And you want to communicate in such a way that you everyone does not feel like you're stepping on their toes, but that you're also understanding where they're coming from, and you want to help them in the best way that you know how to. So there are many things that you can do, and what I'd like to do is explain to you why it's important to, and for someone to become, show leadership skills in how they grow themselves or their business. And I can tell you that, yes, I'm in business for myself, but I'm a small business person, and what I do is I delegate out services to other people because I can't do everything. And being a good leader is understanding when you need to delegate. Those are skills that you learn by working your way up within a company, or if you're not within a company, to take it and go and work in an organization. Now, I can tell you this much. Corporations, when they move people from entry level to the next level, they require that they spend time working with nonprofit organizations. Why? Because then they're learning the skills that they need to demonstrate in the workplace when they go from one level to the next. Because when you're in a nonprofit organization, you may be sitting on a board making decisions with another group of people, or you may be asked to help in fundraising. And fundraising is an important part of being able to demonstrate good skills, because you're having to go out and speak in front of groups. You're having to sit down and write reports. You're learning the skills that you need to do to be able to become a good leader. And another thing is you can get training on leadership. And why that's important to get the training to become a good leader? Because the more experience you have, the more knowledge that you have on the skills that you possess, and by looking at other people and observing how they lead people, then you can learn to become a good leader yourself. And there are many organizations that have a need of people to volunteer their time and take part in participating in different roles within those organizations to help them experience and gain some of their needs. Now, when you develop leaders at all levels of your organizations need to discover personal leadership characteristics. They develop an understanding of the leader-follower relationship. They encourage acceptance of different approaches to leadership, and they match leadership approaches to organization needs. The last and final thing is that they recognize the strengths in shared leadership. And a good leader understands that he has to bring other people in and ask their opinions and learn how to become a good leader. So, but that takes time. How many times when you belong to an organization and you may start out being a secretary where you just do nothing but keep the report, or you may be the grammarian where you point out to someone when the grammar is lacking and how they can change something and make it sound better. That is why in Toastmasters, usually you'll have some people who will give feedback to someone who's given a speech to help them understand how they can improve those skills and what are some of the things that they can do and where they can go to build their skills. there are other things that you can do. Like if you're not in Toastmasters, you can go into working your way up and volunteering with nonprofit organizations. You find hospitals where they need someone to go around and cheer someone up when they're alone. I remember I was in the hospital several times and for surgery, and my family, instead of sitting with me, just dropped me off and left me there. And even though it may not have been a major surgery I was going for, I was still scared. And I needed someone to sit with me. Well, you had the interns there, and he sat with me while they prepped me for the surgery, and he talked me through, and he told me what to expect and what would happen after I came out of it. Now, let me tell you that in Toastmasters, you have different levels. You have the CTM, where you just take and present 10 speeches and learn the basic skills of speaking. Then you have the ATM, and that's the Able Toastmaster. And the Able Toastmaster, to receive that certification, not only has to give at least 15 more speeches, but they also have to take on different roles within the local chapter, like secretary or vice president or president. Now, if you decide to become a distinguished Toastmaster, which is a DTM, then you progress beyond the local chapter that you belong to, and you start taking part in different roles within the regional, and you work your way up. The idea being that the higher you go, the better your skills, and the better your skills as a leader in any role that you want to do. And as you build your skills as a leader, then it helps you to improve where you are in the future and where you expect to be and what you want to do in the next area of your life. And it is very important to understand why having those skills. So think about what it is that you're looking for. Right now, we're in the middle of a war. Well, you got one candidate who is very young and never participated in the military, and then you have another candidate that's quite a bit older, and he was pretty much at the beginning of the baby boomer generation. But he at least had military experience, so he had good leadership skills. He even spent time as a prisoner of war. Well, what that has done is given him a better understanding of how to deal with people in different situations. And when you are looking for someone to lead your country, you need to show someone that has demonstrated good leadership roles. If you just want them to work within an organization, then they may not need to be as experienced in all areas, and they can work on building those skills as they go along. But it's a matter of where do you want to be, how do you see yourself, and having a good leader, and the type of country or the kind of business that you are in, and where you want to go with it. There's lots of different ways that you can look at building skills and where you want to be and how you want to grow a business. But it's a matter of what are the skills that need to be handled so that as you can grow in the future, you can increase those skills that you need, because someday you may want to be a leader, whether it be within your own company, whether it be in politics, whatever your role is. Anyone can choose to do it, but you need to learn the skills. And some of those skills can be learned by going to organizations. And like one of the things that I've done is, since I've had Toastmasters, since I have my own business, what I've been able to do is go into clubs like Leeds Clubs and Power Core, and I know how to stand up in front of a group and tell them who I am and what type of business I have and what type of leads I'm looking for. If you don't have the skills, then you may not know how to handle yourself. So that is why it's very important to build your skills over time. And also, you need to build confidence in yourself and becoming a competent leader. So what is it that you want to do, and how are you going to become a good leader, and what are the skills that you feel that you do have to be a leader now, and what skills do you need to learn to become a good leader in the future? These are things that we want you to consider when you talk about becoming a competent leader. And I want to remind you again that you can go to my website, which is thepersonalcareercoach.com, where you will see different assessment profiles, and you can learn about communication skills, because that is an important part of being a good leader, and working with a team and communicating with other people, because having a good team around you and leading them is a very important aspect of being a leader. And then we also have leadership profile. And that what that leadership profile does is it helps you understand what your current skills are in leadership and what skills you need to learn to become a better leader. So there's a lot of things that you can do. And think about it. Before someone becomes president of a country, they've either been a mayor of their local city or they've been a governor. When someone has been a governor, then what they've done is they've learned the skills of running a state. And that state's like a little mini country, because there's a lot of issues that you have to deal with. You have to be aware of education. I happen to live in Georgia, and Georgia is a very poor state as far as education. It was 46 from the top when I was in school over 40 years ago, and it's still 46 from the top now. And yet they keep talking about the importance of education. And we have a county whose education, because they have a school board where they are lacking in showing good leadership for their county, that they're just about ready to lose their accreditation. Plus, within the state, when you reach certain grades, you have to take exit exams to show whether or not you have good communication skills, good math skills, good social study skills. And a lot of these students have failed. So what the state wants to do is lower the standards to help their students pass, instead of figuring out ways to improve the education so that when a child passes on to the next level, they have the skills they need to move on. Those skills that you learn in public school early on are the skills that will follow you later in life as you get to the point of where you want to be in the future. So as you can see, there's always things that we need to learn that are very important in where we are and where we want to go with our lives in the future. And it starts from childhood. People don't always think about that, but some people have the skills to become good leaders because they've learned it from a child, whether they've taken part in different groups and organizations or been a part of leadership within the school, because even in the schools, you at certain grades, you have a local president or a local secretary or some position that people have held within that group that has helped them grow and learn and build the skills that they need. So there's lots of opportunities that you can build on to become a good leader in your personal life. And it's just a matter of where are you going to be in the future? How are you going to grow those skills? And where do you want to be when the time comes to reach that level of building and becoming a leader, whether it be within your own company or whether you're working for a corporation and you want to grow with the corporation. It's always an ongoing skill to learn to become a competent leader. And since this is now at the top of the hour, what I would like to do is invite you to come back next week when our topic is what is coaching? Because even if you are a leader, you can always use good coaching skills to learn to become an even better leader. And I would like to sign off today and invite you to come back next week at the same time when we discuss coaching skills.